in football action over the weekend. Both are through to the All-Ireland Football Championship semi-final or quarter-finals of their respective tournaments. The men's winning out over Louth, the ladies winning out in fine style, demolishing Waterford really in Killarney. Both games were live on Radio Kerry over the weekend. And speaking of live, there was a draw done this morning at 8:30 for the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship preliminary quarterfinals. Mayo will host Derry, Louth will host Cork, Tyrone will host Roscommon, and Galway will take on Monaghan. Those games will be played next weekend, and the four winners will go through to win the four All-Ireland quarterfinalists. One of those will be, of course, Kerry, having beaten Louth yesterday afternoon. And that's where I started with Tim Moynihan, who commentated on both those games for Radio Kerry. And I first of all put it to him that even though it was a comprehensive victory in the end, Louth for a while at least put it up to Kerry in the first half.
It wasn't, Joey. You know, that first half was testing for Kerry. So the big thing, the way the Louth team set up, 15 behind the ball. Once you know, that ball came into the middle of the park, every Louth player retreated inside the 45. And as we know now, Joey, you've got to be patient in games like this to try and break them down. Kerry tried various channels. You know, they'd go down one wing and bring it out to the 45, go down the opposite wing. And that goal as well, it came from a long ball in by Louth, and you know, it broke on the edge of the square. And I thought it was maybe it'd been a foul first, but he continued with the offensive, the cornerback of Louth, and ended up in the back of the net. So, look, people have the question, was that a soft goal to give away? Maybe it was, but you know, these games are very difficult as well, Jerry. You know, the script was written far in advance of this encounter yesterday, Jerry. And you know, Kerry, you know, has sauntered through this group, and yesterday was no different. And they used their panel well in the second half as well. And I'd say Jack would be quite happy going in at half time, and likewise after the break as well. And you know, you're doing so much, you're obviously watching ahead as well and planning ahead. And I suppose that came into Louth's play as well in the second half, Jerry. They're big guns, they're big players. They started you know, to bring them from the field and open up their bench, because they know that next week they're out again in the preliminary. So look, it's job done as far as Kerry's concerned, and it gives them a 2 week I won't say a break, but a 2 week preparation time now to get ready for hitting that Croke Park side.
And it's very important, that 2 weeks, to avoid injury, avoid being too tired from the battle that will come next weekend. So job done from that point of view, Tim. And I suppose Jack O'Connor has the team where he wants them to be this time of the year.
Definitely, Jerry. And you know, when this group was set up, or the draw for this group, I'm sure that Jackie's management team and all the rest of the backroom team sat down and how their approach would be to these three group games. Because, you know, even though you're supposed to win by 14 points, you are blitzing the opposition, but they did it in a kind of in second gear fashion, if you know what I mean. And it's all about peaking over the next few weeks, Joey. Like, if you can win your next game, you're in the semi-final, and then we can talk about a final. But it all depends. You know, there's some tough teams, there's battle-hardened teams going to come through these preliminaries as well, and no game will be easy. But you know, you play what's in front of you, and it's amazing. People would still be critical of how Kerry play, but if you're inside in the mix at this stage, inside in the group, and you have to prepare down the road, you want to be peaking, you know, you want to be peaking in July, the end of June and July, because this competition, as we said last week, in a few weeks' time, it's going to be over. We're going to say a few weeks, more than a few weeks, it's 6 weeks, and the competition is over, and Sam McGuire will be resting somewhere, and hopefully in Kerry. But it's all about peaking and hitting and the right phase. Dublin are doing it, even though they had a test yesterday, a battle royale with Mayo, and that should improve both those teams as well. But Kerry couldn't decide who they were playing in this group, and you go out and your approach is, it has to be done in a professional manner in getting you ready for that big walk in Croke Park, you know.
Yeah, and with that in mind, looking at the other teams, I mean, Mayo going to preliminary by dint of a point conceded in added time against Dublin. Dublin, Tim, ominously impressive. They were put to the test, put to the question, and as they've done so many times, and they did in the All-Ireland, they found a way to win yesterday when they needed to.
Yeah, and isn't that the sign of a great team, Jerry? A team with experience, like Kilkenny with that fabulous catch towards the end of the game as well. And, you know, they have the players around the panel, you know, that right from coming off their bench, and you know they are the team to beat, Jerry. Let's face it, you know, they're going in as group winners now, straight into quarterfinal, just like Kerry. And you know, it's mapping out well for Dublin, but you know, our map is still, you know, on the direction we want to go as well, Jerry, and that's what it is, you know. They're the team, and they're the team to beat. And let's remember, Jerry, if we were fortunate enough, now we can't talk too far ahead, but if we were fortunate enough to advance in this competition, you know, there was only a kick of a ball between us last year, and maybe a lot of teams said Kerry didn't perform that day. So, look, Dublin have come back to the field as well, Jerry, and they're there to be admired. They're a serious, serious team over the last 10-15 years, and look, that's the joys of sport, Jerry, that you know, if you're at the top for so long and you're there to be pinged back, and that's the approach of the likes of the Kerrys of this world. And I think the real championship starts, Jerry, in 2 weeks' time, you know, when the big hitters will be in Croke Park, and you know, it depends where the desk, there's no hiding places, you know, in Croke Park, and it's about knockout football now, Jerry. There's no second chance, and that's what we want. That's what we want, the heat of the championship, and it's coming quick and fast to us, you know.
It certainly is. Tim, a word on the Kerry ladies. Very impressive. They demolished Waterford Reeds, secured their place in the All-Ireland quarterfinals for the TG Cahir All-Ireland Championship.
Yeah, testing conditions in Killarney. I was fortunate enough to be able to cover that game for Radio Kerry. And and I think it was built on their defence as well, the discipline by the Kerry defence the last game. I think one of the players of the match was at Ashlyn O'Connell, and I thought another player, Neeson Cunacool, I think she epitomised that always there was good in the Kerry performance the last day. She you know, worked her socks off, and you know, the turnover she won, and no different to collectively as well, the team won. And the Kerry needed to do that. They needed to answer, I suppose, the critics from, you know, the question their game against the previous week against Donegal, when they could only, you know, get a draw, and that was a tough assignment as well, because Donegal, no different in the men's game, you know, parked the bus as well, and you had to break down. Kerry found it very difficult to break down that system. But look, no different to Kerry, the Kerry men's game. You want the ladies, you know, to peak in the championship at the right time, and hopefully after the performance the last day, they, you know, I think they have a lot stronger panel than they had this time last year. And likewise, the addition of, she's a super player, and that's Sheaf Roche, getting her back into the panel. She got her goal as well, but the whole build up to that goal was absolutely brilliant as well, and I think she put it on a plate as well at the end of the game. It was a friend of Deneen, so lots of things going well for the Kerry ladies. And look, it's brilliant, and you know, it's a good time. It's always a great time to be from Kerry, because there's always teams involved, but our minors are out next weekend, and you know, it's just a brilliant time. It's just, maybe it's a pity it's so compact and condensed, Jerry, that we can't, you know, enjoy the moments, because it seems to be game on game. And but sure, look, we love it. We love to be right in the middle of it, don't we?
Yeah, we certainly do, and that's where it comes down to it, I suppose. And the question for the ladies, I suppose, is they've been there, they've been close. Do you think the defeats of the last few years will stand to them as they get down to the business end this year, Tim? They're on a mission, this management team as well as the team of the squad of players.
Oh, it should, Jerry. Look, you learn from those defeats. You learn, and plus you have that hurt built inside you as well, and you want to go out and set things right. And they say you have to lose one to win one, and the experience, the hurt in Croke Park over the last couple of seasons for Kerry, and trying putting it right as well. And no different to Dublin, you know, in the Dublin senior footballers, you know, those teams are there to be got at, and you know, there's always someone someday going to beat you, and you hope that this year that it's going to be Kerry's year in all grades. And that's what it is. That's the joys of sport. That's why it's so unpredictable, and you know, teams can be beaten at any given moment, because we're all human, Jerry, and those weakness can be exploited in any day, any given day. So you would hope that the hurt over the last couple of years would carry, both individually and collectively, and as you said, the management as well, they'd have learned, they've worked very hard, both Declan and Dara and their backroom team, and they want to get again, they want to hit Croke Park as well the exact same way. So it's all about knockout football over the next couple of weeks, Jerry, and very interesting times ahead.
Yeah, and finally, the draw just done for the preliminaries. Mayo are hosting Derry, Louth hosting Cork, Tyrone will play Roscommon, and Galway taking on Monaghan. So four interesting games next weekend to see who makes it through to play
Kerry and the other teams, Dublin Armagh, other teams in the All-Ireland quarterfinals. Tim, we'll leave it there. It'll be interesting to see, but thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
Thanks a million, Gerry.